Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Jason Schocke, founder and CEO at MyCyberPath. Jason is also the chief information security officer at a publicly traded company in the greater New York City area. To learn more about MyCyberPath, visit MyCyberPath.com. Jason, welcome. Great to have you with us today.
Great to be here. Thanks, Steve.
So, Jason, you recently launched MyCyberPath, and we're here to talk about that today. But first, tell us about your current role as a CISO and also about your 20 years of service in the U.S. Marine Corps, where you held numerous cybersecurity leadership positions.
Yes. So my current role as Chief Information Security Officer is one where I set the strategy for cybersecurity for the organization, conduct cyber risk assessments, make sure that the cyber risk management is identified and assessed. Make sure that I increase the cyber defenses throughout the year, depending on the changing dynamic in the landscape. And then also I'm responsible for incident response at the organization. And my roles over the past 20 years in the Marine Corps for cyberspace operations were involved. I started with IT, just straight IT in general, as a telecommunications officer, or what they call in the Marine Corps, a communications officer. So that set the foundation for follow-on roles that I had for computer network defense, as it was called at the time. And then that moved into computer network attack, and then computer network operations, where you roll in attack, defense, and intelligence. So today you'd hear those terms being defensive cybersecurity operations and offensive cybersecurity operations. So with those, with that background and that foundation in IT, I was able to expand and do defense, attack or offense, and then integrate that the intelligence into that trifecta of, you know, operations, as we would call collectively cyberspace operations. And that allowed me to function as a cyber leader for varying high performance teams. And that gave me a good view of all of the types of work roles that would be within both IT and cybersecurity.
So, Jason, I'm really glad to have you here with us today. You're very familiar with some industry statistics that we track. Cybersecurity Ventures predicts there will be 3.5 million unfilled cybersecurity positions by the end of next year. And that's up from about a million positions in 2014. It's a staggering number. Why is it that our industry is having such a difficult time filling these positions?
Well, I think there's two things. So there's two sides of this coin. One is the hiring managers. The other part is expanding the talent pool that we have to actually fill those unfilled jobs. And then there's the other piece that actually helps both of those sides of the coin is actually what they're trying to attract, what type of people they're trying to attract into those roles. Because, you know, you want to look at their experience, their certifications, their education, and then their training. But right now, everyone is focused on certifications and education. And that was one of my first articles with the blind spot. So I think identifying or being aware of the blind spot is the first step, that there is a lack of cybersecurity career pathways that allow people to actually go across those certifications, training, education, and experience to actually get those entry-level jobs to then become cybersecurity masters or have mastery within cybersecurity. So the other piece of that coin is that the HR, the hiring managers and the organizations, when they ask for a specific job, it needs to be very tailored to somebody who can actually perform critical thinking and just problem solving. In addition to those certifications, education, training, and experience, you know, all of those things combined, they shouldn't just focus on those two elements that are critical. Certifications and education are critical elements, but you have to look at the whole person, I think. I think it's one of those where you would, you know, if you own a sports team, you wouldn't want to get the best athletes that you can. You wouldn't get the best sprinter that then pull them onto your team because you need specific things performed. You need specific actions taken in your organization. And that leads to critical thinkers, people that are logical, and people that can solve problems. So you can hire those people that are like that and then train them to do specific things.
So a couple of years ago, we took the studio on the road and we interviewed Robert Herjavec, a shark on ABC's Shark Tank, CEO of his cybersecurity firm, Herjavec Group. And he made a very compelling statement. He said that if you know cybersecurity, then you have a job for life. Is that true in your opinion? Does our field really offer that type of long-term future employment?
Oh, I definitely agree with that statement and that opinion. And it's my opinion also is that if you know cybersecurity, you definitely have a guaranteed job for life. The reason is it's not slowing down. The industry is growing. More and more objects are becoming digital, or everybody's moving to, you know, being online, more applications. Everything that you do, your personal information, it is online. It's somewhere. It's in the cloud. Hopefully it's secured enough in the cloud. But people need to be more digital aware. People need to be more, have digital care of their personal information, and then others as well. Like, how do you actually handle that? So it's more of an etiquette online, where people need to be completely aware of where the data is. And in that lane, that's why I think there's going to be, you could have a guaranteed job for life if you know cybersecurity. And knowing cybersecurity is making sure that you are not just certified and educated, but actually how to apply your knowledge. So it's more wisdom than it is. If you apply yourself with the cybersecurity knowledge that you have, then that will make you have the opportunity for a guaranteed job for life. Completely agree with that statement.
So you recently launched My CyberPath, Jason. Give our listeners a 30,000 foot view on the new venture and what it offers to people, because it's very exciting.
Yes. So about 5 years ago, I took extreme ownership of the problem of trying to solve the cybersecurity workforce gap. And that's a bold statement to kind of take on as a person, an individual. But I did. I said, you know, why not me? Why not now? Just take a look at it. Think about it. Because I had a lot of time when I was, you know, commuting from Fairfax, Virginia, up to Fort Meade, Maryland, where I used to work. You know, it was 90 minutes one way. So I had a lot of time to analyze this problem. So My CyberPath came out of those thought drills that I had commuting all that time. So My CyberPath is a website that assesses a person and provides for their personality traits and provides trait-based cybersecurity career pathways for people to enter the cybersecurity industry and level up throughout their career. And what the pathways give are the right type and sequencing of the existing certification, education, training, and experience that one needs to move from wherever their starting point is all the way to cybersecurity mastery.
So when you say it assesses, is that in the form of a questionnaire, or exactly how does it work? How are people assessed?
Yeah, definitely. So how it works is they register at mycyberpath.com. They take a short personality survey, which involves 10 questions for their personality, 10 questions for their grit and perseverance, and then some self-confidence questions. And then from there, they get matched through our proprietary algorithm to a database that we've assessed with traits and trend lines of specific work roles in the Listo framework that will allow them to get one of those 12 roles. And once they get assigned that work role of one of the 12, they get the pathway that's uniquely matched to that work role. And across the certifications, experience, training, and education, it's unique for each of those 12. So let's say, for instance, someone got a cyber leader. They were assessed through their traits. They got matched to a cyber leader. They're going to get a specific roadmap or a pathway that shows them exactly when to get a specific type of certification, the experience they should get to give them the highest chance of career success, and then also show them the training that they're going to need along their way from a foundational perspective, then specialization, and then actualization. And across that foundation, specialization, and actualization is where those people, if they're non-technical or technical, you know, if they know how to code or if they don't know how to code, they can move from wherever their starting point is all the way to mastery. And in that mastery column is what we call actualization.
So I want to ask you about the work roles, but before I do that, just two quick questions about the assessment. Approximately how long does it take? And then the assessment itself, is there someone on your staff who's doing that, or is it, you know, based on an algorithm or, you know, an application that you have? How does that work?
Exactly. So the survey itself is 21 questions, and it should take less than 10 minutes to complete. And then the algorithm, it's actually a proprietary algorithm. So it's a web engine that we have loaded into the cloud. So it connects the personality traits that the person is interacting with the website to those 12 work role, cybersecurity work role scores across the Listo framework.
So getting into the work roles a little bit, you say there are 12 cyber work roles. I had a look at them and was very impressed with the way you broke that down.
Thanks.
And then you segmented it into four categories, which it really makes it easy for people to understand. You have leadership, intelligence, supporting technology, and operations. Give us a quick description of the four categories.
Yeah, those four categories are something that I noticed over the past two decades and, you know, thinking about how to solve the cybersecurity workforce gap globally is there are too many work role titles right now for people to make sense to actually go out and say, I'm going to go be an offensive security professional. You know, now they might find something that's a pen tester. They might find somebody else asking for a vulnerability assessor. And that's my original point where the hiring managers might not be fully aware of what they're asking for. They might be aware of, I mean, of course, they're aware of the words that they write in the job descriptions. But what happens is people will use those phrases and then go look for training. And that might there might be a mismatch there. So what I did was looked at, okay, how can I abstract, you know, take an abstraction of the existing work roles and then say, okay, create a mnemonic device that would allow people to easily remember these and also be an umbrella across the existing frameworks. So within another value proposition within mycyberpath.com is the Listo framework and how it's an umbrella framework over, it's an umbrella over the existing frameworks. So the pathways across those 12 work roles are mapped to NIST, the NIST NICE framework. They're mapped to CyberSeek. And they're also mapped to all of the common job titles that are in LinkedIn, Indeed, Monster, and ZipRecruiter. So those four categories are can be mapped. Anybody with a cybersecurity work role title existing today, both public and private, falls under one of those four categories and one of those 12 cybersecurity work roles. And that way, it allows people to, if they want to go get a job, they can get a pathway and be targeted in which areas they need to actually train in, which areas they need to get their experience from, and which what school should I go to? Not many people know about an NSA, DHS, CAE, or a Center of Academic Excellence. Well, we have the NSA CAEs inside these maps, and they're specific to each work role. So these categories allow someone to actually look at these 12 and then be mapped to any cybersecurity work role in the world.
So I was on the mycyberpath.com website this morning, and very well done. It's very easy to understand and navigate. There's one thing that really jumped out at me. The site says that someone can achieve cyber mastery without being technical. I cannot tell you, Jason, how many times I get this question. I write, people follow me in the media, and I must have had this question over 1,000 times in the past 5 years. You know, do I need a technical background to get involved in cybersecurity? So explain that for, you know, the people who are listening who have that question.
Yes. So and that's the beauty of these pathways from mycyberpath.com is that it allows anybody from wherever starting point that they want. And I might sound like a broken record, but this is, you know, mycyberpath as a company believes that everybody has a place in cybersecurity and all are welcome. And that's how I think that I believe that's how we're going to close the cybersecurity workforce gap is to expand that talent pool, to bring everybody and have the proper diversity that we need to bring everybody together to actually go through the training, go through the education experience and certification to actually go get these jobs and close the gap. So one of the things that I focus on is that how would I take a person that has zero coding and zero technical ability and make them at least comfortable to go perform something on the cybersecurity team or the cyber team. And there are ways to do that. So depending on your personality, if you get matched to a specific role, you can have zero technical ability, like you said, but you will become more technical. And you know, you don't have to be a Uber coder. You could be just, and you can have an understanding of the technical aspects of the job. You can do other things like audits. Those are very important. So my day-to-day job, much of my day-to-day job is just straight work. I work with spreadsheets. I do have to apply my knowledge of how to assess cyber risk, of course, but a lot of it is just work, meaning you enter data into something and then you assess it and then you relay it to another individual. So there are jobs out there that are non-technical jobs that over time you will become technical enough for the job that you are matched to. So that's why I think, and that's why we claim that you don't even have to be technical or know how to code to actually perform, you know, your jobs or your duties, your day-to-day actions, if you get one of these pathways and just start working at it.
So what is the business model? Do individuals pay a one-time or ongoing fee, or is there a corporate plan to support employees at a company, or is it both of those?
Yeah, so it's all of those. So the pathways are specifically suited for anybody interested in a cybersecurity career, any organization looking to level up their cybersecurity workforce, and anyone responsible for teaching, guiding, or counseling cybersecurity students. So the plans that we have right now, you can go to the website and see the Listo framework for free. That's the free part. On the paid side, you can get an individual path. We have a family and friends plan where you can get between 2 and 11 pathways. And then there's corporate pricing with volume discounting also.
Now, the assessment, to go back to that a minute, because it ties into this question and I'm really intrigued. It's not just for entry-level people or people looking to get into cyber, right? So if you have a large Fortune 500 company and, you know, maybe they have a large IT organization and some of those people want to cross over and get involved with cyber, would they be candidates for the assessment?
They are perfect for that. So across the three categories that we intend to actually change the cybersecurity landscape and allow anybody to be welcome in cybersecurity is high school, college, and then career transitions. So anybody, even in an organization right now, that let's say they're a business analyst at an insurance company and they have an interest in cybersecurity and they've been a business analyst for 10 years, 12 years, they can go and take this survey and then be matched to one of those work roles and have a complete plan. And they don't have to start, let's say they have a little bit of experience with cybersecurity, but they're still a business analyst. They do it as a hobby when they get home, which is a good thing. And they get this pathway. They don't have to start at the ready column. They could be in the, or the foundational column. We call it ready, set, go, or foundation, specialization, and then actualization. So the person that is a career transitioner could be a business analyst for 15 years, pick up a pathway by taking their survey and getting matched, and they can start at the specialization area because they have their foundation at least a little bit. They can fill in the holes as they go because they have continuous access. To answer your question, when they register at the site, they'll have continuous access to their pathway until it's complete, and they can click and check boxes to see like what they've completed along their way to cybersecurity mastery. So the organization that wants to level up their workforce could say by 20 or 50 pathways as a bundle at corporate pricing, and then have those, they could have, we have administrators on the site where the person that buys them is the actual administrator and then passes out the pathways as needed. So let's say a corporation X wanted to buy 50 of them. The person would log in, corporate pricing, they'd talk to Lou Gurry, who's our chief operations officer. They would get the pricing, they'd get their registration, they'd log in, have 50 paths ready to go out. And as people come out through or come in through the year or whatever time they go and meet that person at company X and say, I'm interested in cybersecurity, they would pass that person a pathway voucher and then they come back to the site and take the survey. And then they'd have continuous access to their pathway.
So Jason, we're in a place right now where there are literally millions of people, and that's not an exaggeration, millions of people who are working from home or have been displaced and their home too. We're in the middle of a pandemic. A lot of people are thinking about their career. What am I going to do next? I think this is a good time to think seriously about cyber. Give me an idea of, you know, what are the costs for an individual? I understand on the corporate side, you know, it's probably customizable and depends on how many people. But for an individual who wants to be assessed and they would like to choose a pathway, what type of cost are we looking at and what type of time frame before they can, you know, seriously consider a career opportunity?
Yeah, it's a sad situation that we're in. It's for the trying times and people that are out of work. And that's one of the big reasons that I love cybersecurity so much. And like we talked about before, about having the opportunity for a guaranteed job for life, is that it gives you, obviously there's high compensation, but it also gives you a sense of purpose when you're working in cyber, where you're actually doing good things to secure your data and others' data. So we wanted to price the individual pathways appropriately, I think, for the time, and also at the start of our company as well. So they're $49.99 right now to get the first assessment at an individual rate, and then they're discounted from there. What we really wanted to do was make sure that people could use these at any time. So, you know, across the three categories that we're targeting or trying to help as best we can for high school, college, and then career transitions. We wanted to make sure, and veterans, this is a perfect example, would be veterans, which people could use as a timeline. So when veterans go to get out of the military, they usually start really looking for their jobs or what they're going to do next at about the 180-day mark. We want to catch them well in advance of that. We want to catch them 10 years prior. But these paths can be used, you know, 180 degrees less, because you can get certified very quickly. Now, that's not to say that's the only thing you should do. You should definitely use the pathway for the certifications, experience, training, and education. But these can be used at any time. So you can get them from 10 years out, you can get them from 180 days out, or you can get them 30 to 45 days out. Depending on your current situation, you can get assessed, and then you can start getting certified and on your way to getting the experience and education to get a job very quickly, we think. And we honestly, what we really want to do is just help as many people as possible go from wherever situation they are to have that opportunity for the guaranteed job for life.
So you said earlier you're taking on, you know, a really big initiative. I mean, it's huge. You are. I don't think we've cracked the code yet. Maybe, you know, you will, or you're helping us get there. So talk to us about, you know, the scale of the business itself. Where do you see taking my CyberPath over the next year, the next 5 years? What's the goal? Where are you trying to take this?
Yeah, in the first year, we want to close that gap of 3.5 million unfilled jobs. So we want to help at least 3.5 million people get the pathways and then get on their way to closing the gap. That's a good thing. And that means we've begun to close the gap and also help people get jobs. We think that My CyberPath is help. We are doing our part to close the cybersecurity workforce gap. And that's why we say that we leverage the existing certifications, experience, training, and education. So this is something, these pathways are a way to combine. It's got the umbrella framework, or the umbrella over the frameworks, which is LISTO. And then with the pathways themselves, we just want to make sure that everybody, what I originally wanted to do was save everybody time and frustration and money of the time and frustration and wasted money that I had over 20 years. And just let them kind of give them the pathways that I found and that try to help them that way. So as far as the question of where I want to take the company, so within the first year, help 3.5 million people get these unfilled jobs across the globe. Then from there, I want to take, as cybersecurity grows and the gap closes, the jobs I think will continue to rise, and the HR hiring, the hiring managers and the people will come together on the two sides of that coin to actually show the relevance, more relevance than we already have, of cybersecurity integrating with businesses. So I want to take it past the 3.5 million to helping a percentage of the global workforce, not just the cybersecurity workforce gap, but just a percentage of anybody that wants a job. People want guaranteed, the opportunity for a guaranteed job for life. Anybody does that. Anybody wants that. And I think that these pathways have the best chance to help people that are looking for cybersecurity jobs to do that.
Well, Jason, I really appreciate you coming on today. It's not often that I meet someone who, truly is altruistic around what they're doing with a business. And I think this really can help a lot of people. So I hope we can do this again sometime soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Jason Schocke, founder and CEO at My CyberPath. Jason is also the Chief Information Security Officer at a publicly traded company in the greater New York City area. To learn more about our sponsor, MyCyberPath, visit mycyberpath.com. You can follow all of our media at cybercrimemagazine.com.